What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Rarick, your host, and today we're starting off with a writing question from a patron named Jacob. Jacob asks a question we've heard a few times before, and from him most recently. And he asks, what if we did a Q&A with Dracomax? Ho-ho-ho! I've been wanting to do this for ages. So I decided to team up with my friends from Cool Facts About Animals. They did an awesome interview with Dracomax, and then they shared it with us so we could what-if-ify it for all of you. So I hope you all enjoy Cool Draco Facts. Cool Facts About Dracomax. You know what I'm saying.
You guys, I feel like the more I read about dragons, the more confused I am. We're never getting a clear answer. Like, where do they keep all their treasure?
Where are their caves?
Do they have a government? Do they eat Spider-Man burrito? What's the kindest thing they ever did?
What's their favorite joke?
All these questions and we don't have any answers. I wonder how we can find out the answers to these questions.
Google search! Google search!
You know, Jaguar, I tried Google and it didn't give a very consistent answer. It's like, a lot of it just seemed like it was just jokes.
I know!
What?
We could speak to Mr. Eric.
Mr. Eric of What If World?
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
What about Dracomax?
Yes, Dracomax lives in What If World. I bet he could help us because Mr. Eric was so helpful with putting us in touch with the wizard when we had questions about unicorns. All right, let's go see if we can find him.
Beep, boop, 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 beep, beep, meow, meow.
Can we speak to Dracomax? Because we have a lot of questions about dragons.
Oh, sure. Sorry. He's just been trying to fit through the door. So we had to find a workaround and shrink him down a little bit. You kids know all about you know, how hard it is for imaginary creatures to exist in what is world. So anyway, but he made it finally. Dracomax, come here. All right. He's a little embarrassed. I'm sorry. Dracomax, it's fine.
No, I'm so horrible. I'm really, don't look at me. I'm so little. This is, why? I was once the greatest, largest dragon there ever was. And now I am so tiny.
For those of you who are listening at home, Dracomax is usually a really big dragon.
I'm still the biggest dragon, but I manifest as a little tiny, cute, adorable doll. It's ridiculous.
What do you have for breakfast?
Oh, Teddy, that is a good question. This morning I had for breakfast blueberry waffles, but these blueberries were from the Nether Realm, and I had to use my mighty dragon breath in order to toast the waffles so that they would not take over the world.
Okay.
I actually think he joined us for breakfast. They were just regular.
I like the sound of those waffles taking over the world. I could make them take over the world for me, and then I could have taken over the world.
Sure. I'm not that big into world conquest. I tried to prevent it, really. It's that, like, I'm a hero dragon when I'm bigger, you know. Right now, I'm not as big.
What's your favorite food?
Ooh, my favorite food. Well, the thing is, I used to really love meat. But on What If World, you can't eat meat if it knows how to talk. So I would have to do a very thorough interview of every creature and see if it could talk, and then see if it knew sign language or could do Morse code or anything like that. And then if it couldn't do any of those things, I got to eat it. But you know, that got really boring. And being an apex predator, I just said, you know what? I'm just gonna start eating vegetables. So now my favorite food is Baba Ganoush with pita chips.
Really? Sorry, this is nasty to me.
Is that vegetables?
It's eggplant and like tahini, and it's all mushed up. It's kind of like hummus. It has a similar consistency and appearance to hummus, but it has a little spicy tang to it. I really like it.
Yeah, jaguars used to eating humans.
What happened to spider monkey burritos?
Spider monkey burritos? Well, in What If World, you would have to ask every single spider monkey if it could talk before you put it in a burrito, and then you could eat it. It just was exhausting.
You could break the law. Just a suggestion.
Do dragons like spicy food?
As you can imagine, if we eat anything too spicy, we breathe fire. Well, we don't exactly breathe it. It doesn't come out of the usual place, if you catch my drift. But it's still very fiery, and you don't want to be anywhere near us after we eat spicy food.
You fart fire?
I didn't say that.
Oh, meow meow.
Do dragons have a government?
Oh, that is a very clever question. Well, in What If World, dragons, most of us used to be robots who could turn into dragons. And some of us we said, you know what? I was never actually a robot. I just looked like one. I'm really a dragon. So we became dragons and we thought, why don't we govern ourselves? And then one of the dragons tried to take over and be king. His name is not important. He wasn't named Dracomax or anything. It wasn't like a dictatorship that Dracomax character or someone else set up. But then after that, we said, but maybe we should have people vote and be a little more democratic about this.
So I guess they sort of found their way to a democracy. That's really impressive.
I think Bessie's going to fall off the table.
Oh, we have a cat. We have a large cat.
Is it a talking cat?
Meow, meow. I'm a very large cat with big muscles.
No, we're talking about
Bessie over here.
Oh, that is a very cute and very fluffy cat. I wanted to eat it until I saw it, and now I just want to give it smooches.
Would you rather lose your wings or your fire?
You know, I actually did lose my wings in a past story. And it was very difficult not to be able to fly around. And someone made prosthetic wings for me out of paper, which, that was probably not a good idea because, I got the fire breath. So I think I would probably give up the wings because I got used to it. And, we can get used to anything, we dragons. We are very persistent and adaptive.
Where is your cape? Is it obvious where it is because of all the gold overflowing?
You're asking a dragon where his cave is? Which one of you is after my gold? Must be Jaguar. Yeah. Okay. Well, my cape, what you gotta do is you gotta head out of your house. And then you gotta take 14 left turns, okay? Very quickly, 14 lefts, all right? And you've taken 14 lefts, you have to go straight up in the air for about 30 miles, okay? Then you've got to fall, okay? Then you've got to fall 40 miles. So now if you're following, you are 10 miles below the surface of the earth, okay? After the 14 lefts. And there you will find my cavern. Normally it would be easy to see because of all of the gold, but being 10 miles below the earth, yeah, it's rocky and, it's kind of hard to see.
Why do you have to go make 14 left turns and then go 30 miles in the air if you just need to go 10 miles underground to see your cave?
What?
Dragomax, that's actually a really good question. She did some really good math there.
Yeah, but when you go 40 miles, okay, I get, for me, it's like I gotta go up. And then, so that I can build up the momentum to go down. And then I crash my head through the ground.
But what about the 14 left turns?
Well, if you did 13 left turns, you'd be facing the wrong direction.
Okay. Why couldn't you just turn once or twice?
Yeah, you know.
Oh, she's really good at math.
Yeah, I don't, Dracomax isn't known for his mathematical abilities, but thank you, Clara. I think we're going to have to talk about how he hides his hoard from now on.
Jaguar, do you really want to steal Dracomax's treasure? I mean...
Clara, are you in league with Jaguar?
No, I was just asking that question.
I wrote down the instructions to get to your treasure, Meow Meow, so that I can steal it.
I'd like to see a Jaguar dig 10 miles beneath the earth.
I'll steal something that can do it.
Just don't bring me over there and feed me a jalapeno burrito, okay?
What do dragons like so much about treasure?
Oh, well, the thing is, most humans have never been around a lot of treasure, but when it's all piled up, it's very shiny, and we have very thick scales, so when we roll around in it, it's sort of like getting a massage. Little human fingers, they can't give us a massage, so we got the gold and the gems and the, oh yeah, if you get a really sharp diamond and you just kind of stick your back on it, oh yeah, that's good stuff, you know what I mean? Or like an ancient sword from a knight, you know, that's, we get that to pick between our toes, stuff like that.
Draco Max, you're like as big as human fingers right now.
What?
Me? You're as big as human fingers right now.
I'm so tiny.
He's very sensitive about his size and what is world, okay?
Yes, I might be the size of human fingers right now, but I promise you I'm colossal. I couldn't even fit inside your house or anything like that. I would just explode the top off of any place. And Teddy, you've been nice to me. Do you have any questions?
Where do you sleep?
Well, Teddy, I like to sleep in my hoard of gold and gems and swords that I can roll upon. But generally speaking, I sleep wherever I end up getting stuck that particular day. So in an apartment building or in an outdoor mall that wasn't quite big enough for my massive size. Or, you know, in this case, I guess I would get stuck in like probably a tiny hole in the ground because I'm so little right now.
What feelings do dragons have? If you could have one more emotion, what would it be?
Well, we have the full range of human emotions. Happiness, sadness, sleepiness, angriness. That's it, right? That's all you are feeling, right?
In one episode, you said you had sleepy, angry, hangry, and hungry.
Oh, right. Sleepy, angry, hangry, and hungry. Wow. You remember the things I say much better than I do. Well done. You know, I guess if I was going to add one more feeling to that list of feelings, it would be nappy. You know, like when you're tired, but you don't feel like sleeping all night long. You just want like a little.
Okay, yeah.
Sorry, I was feeling nappy for a minute. Oh, thank you. You're responsible for that, Clara. Well done.
What do you think of all the fairy tales about dragons? Are they accurate?
Oh, I really got a stick in my jaw about some of those fairy tales where they make dragons. They're always kidnapping young ladies for some reason. What's with that? That doesn't make any sense. If we were going to kidnap anyone, it would like be our own kid and it wouldn't be kidnapping because we'd just be taking care of them, you know? And why are dragons always eating farmers? Okay, sometimes we'll eat an occasional sheep, as long as it's not a talking sheep. But we don't eat the farmers, you know, because they take care of the sheep. And, you know, I don't eat the sheep anymore. I eat the grass like them. So much grass. Yuck.
Okay. You know, Mia, if you really wanted to eat some sheep, then you could sneak into the barn, and then you could knock out the farmer, and then you could run into the pastures where the sheep are hidden, and then you could take one. You could take them out one by one, and then you could say you didn't know what the law was.
Jaguar, have you ever heard the term Machiavellian?
No, I haven't heard that.
I think it's like. Spiders.
Yeah, it kind of is like spiders. That, you know, that's very intuitive. It means you're very good at scheming. And I'm impressed by your intellect. As far as the rest of it, it gives me the chills. Ooh.
But, Jaguar Max, I thought you said you didn't have the chills because that's not one of your feelings.
Ooh. Oh, Teddy! Now Teddy's getting me with the science and Clara's getting me with the math. Okay, I guess I don't... It's not like a chill. It's more like I just breathed some frost breath and it settled around me there.
Corduroy!
Hello, Corduroy. Did you have a question for me?
What's your favorite holiday?
What's my favorite holiday? You know, it would have to be Halloween. because every Halloween, I can just stomp around and people think I'm wearing a really elaborate costume. And then I can put them in my mouth and they're like, oh, I'm getting eaten by this pretend dragon. Ha 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 ha. And then I can swallow them. And then,
yeah, and then I come and convince him to spit them out, right?
Yeah, sometimes.
No, every time. He doesn't finish eating anyone, okay?
Yeah, that's what you think, Mr. Eric.
No, he doesn't eat people. He doesn't eat people. He just thinks he does.
What's your favorite joke?
I thought your favorite holiday was Big Emotions Day.
Oh, you know, Big Feelings Day is my favorite What If World Holiday. I thought you were talking about What Is World Holidays. I love being able to feel big feelings. And ever since Big Emotions Day became a thing in What If World, I've been exploring my bigger feelings. And sometimes I even think I have more than hungry, hangry, sleepy, and nappy.
Hungry, hangry, sleepy, nappy, and angry.
And angry, yes, of course.
What's your favorite joke?
That's a good one. Let me think. All right. What if, what do you call it when I am dragging out, when I've just bought a stagecoach full of juice and I'm trying to get it home?
You eat it so you don't have to get it home?
You call it, dragon, wagon flagon of juice.
A dragon, a wagon, a flagon of juice.
Yeah. I couldn't think of anything of any kind of food that rhymed with agon, so that's as far as I got.
Okay, what's your least favorite joke then?
Oh, I should have prepared for this. Okay. My least favorite joke is that one, what did the dragon breathe?
Fire?
See, that's why it's a terrible joke. Everyone guesses the punchline. Like, who wrote that joke? Seriously, it's like someone just came up with it on the spot and they weren't even thinking very hard.
That joke is awesome, Yum Yum.
I think it's a question.
Thank you, Jaguar. Thank you, Jaguar. Jaguar, that is the most supportive and kind you've been this entire episode.
Maybe ever.
What's something about dragons most people don't know?
Wow, you really have some thoughtful questions today. I would say that most people don't know that there lives a little dragon inside every one of us. And sometimes you need to let it out and just... in a non-violent way. You gotta, like, bite a pillow. But not a person, you know?
Jaguar must have a lot of dragons and he goes... a lot.
Yeah, some people, they need a little more practice controlling the dragon that's just right deep down in the middle of them. And, you know, if we don't talk enough to that dragon and figure out, you know, what they're all about, if we just try to keep them locked up inside, then, that can get really dangerous. That's when you end up breathing fire and, you know, that can really, it's the Roomba! Mr. Eric forgot to turn off the Roomba!
Wait, what's the Roomba, Mom?
It's a vacuum cleaner.
Hang on, guys, I gotta tell this thing to not... It's on a schedule, that was a bad decision.
Mr. Eric, I can't believe you. You know, this is an important interview. This is the first interview I've ever had, and you're embarrassing me.
I'm sorry, Draco Mike, just give me 1 minute.
Go ahead, ask questions if you have them, I suppose. I think it'll be done soon. Whoo, Roomba averted.
I think Jack will have a ton of dragons deep down in his stomach because he ate them.
I just want to breathe. I'm not going to talk to them so I can breathe fire, Meow Meow.
If you're not an actual dragon, then it's more metaphorical fire. Like, would you just kind of, like, melt someone's face off with something really mean that you just said?
Uh-oh, don't give them any ideas, Draco Max.
Oh, sorry, I mean, you know, you give them a nice, you lick their face, in a nice way, because they were like, I would love a jaguar kiss right now. That's what happens.
Can dragons sing?
Well, let's just test that theory. Oh, let it go. Let it go. Don't hold on to that dragon fire. Let it go. Don't sue me, Disney. I'm just trying to inspire. Was that good?
Yeah,
really good.
Oh, thank you. I try.
How quickly, could I beat you in a fight? Meow meow.
Well, I would never fight you, Jaguar. I'm not really into that kind of expression of behavior. If you wanted to wrestle, like some fun roughhousing, we could definitely do that. And, you know, I mean, if I'm this size and you're that size, it would might be a pretty even match. Could be a lot of fun.
Meow meow. I'm like the size of a few houses.
What? If you're the size of a few houses, that boy behind you must be the size of a building. Grady, are you the size of a building?
No.
I just evolved a few minutes ago so that I could shrink.
What's the kindest thing you've ever done?
Oh, Corduroy, you ask such sweet, sweet questions. Well, one time, I had eaten this whole town full of people, and then Mr. Eric told me to spit them out, and I did.
Dragomax, that's not kind. That's like the bare minimum of not being evil.
No, it was very kind. They were all very grateful to not be eaten.
I'm sorry, kid. He's got a lot to learn. Sometimes he seems really wise, and sometimes I don't know what his obsession is with that.
You have any idea how hard it is to be a vegetarian dragon? I have to eat like 2 tons of grass every day.
If you could be any color, what would you be? Is that your favorite color?
Oh, my favorite color. I want to say that my favorite color is kind of all the colors. That I know that's a cop-out answer, but I just love breathing out a rainbow or flowers of every color and just spraying color everywhere. I love all the bright, magical colors. And also I'm indecisive.
Is that the color that you'd like to be?
Oh, I would love to be rainbow colored, but you know, every dragon, we're born with the scales that we have. And while we can change many, many things about ourselves, our scales are our scales, and we have to learn to love ourselves. Yeah. So I am green. Well, in What If World, I am red. In What Is World, apparently, I am green. And I love that.
Could you ask like a unicorn or another animal to change the color of your scales if you wanted to?
Oh, yes, you're right. I could find those unicorns that are able to change people's colors. I forgot all about them. Yes, and then I could be a rainbow-colored dragon. Oh, that would be delightful. Although Mr. Eric would have to make a new painting of me.
I don't do the paintings, Dracomax. I know an artist who's really good.
You don't... What? Okay, Mr. Eric is just a phony who doesn't know how to draw.
I can draw, I'm just not very good at it.
Okay.
Jeez, Dracomax, he's giving people a lot of attitude today.
I'm sorry, I'm a little hangry. It's one of my few emotions.
Hey, Dracomax, are you keep it up and you'll get to join the naughty crew.
The naughty crew? Because you're not the letter E? I'm already part of that crew, see? I'm more of a letter, like a letter R, like a...
Naughty, like naughty, like we go around town, like causing mischief and stuff, meow, 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 meow.
The naughty crew, meow, 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 meow.
There's a song.
Watch out for the naughty crew.
Yeah, we go around, like...
Who steals the farmer's seat?
We, like, use all the ice cubes, meow, meow. Shh. We use all the ice cubes, meow meow, and then we leave them out to melt, and then we also can steal wheat from farmers.
Yeah, and they photobomb a ton meow, meow. Of pictures.
It's really cool. Wow.
I love the song, and I like the idea of the naughty crew. I just don't know why not being the letter E would motivate you to do such bad things. It's weird.
What's your greatest secret?
Wait. Okay, I will tell just the three of you. But make sure that nobody else finds out, okay? Okay, my deepest secret is that when I breathe fire, it actually half the time I try to breathe fire, it comes out as pudding. It's really embarrassing, okay? I don't know what it's all about. Like, maybe I just need to have a better diet or something. Wait, but I just have this pudding breath.
Wait, but don't half the people that you breathe fire at know that then?
No, usually I can kind of brush it off and be like, oh, I know I said I was going to breathe fire on you, but I breathe warm pudding instead because that's so much worse.
Dragomax right now.
Jaguar is listening.
Dragomax, this is being recorded right now.
Well, okay, that's okay, because I know all of you children are very nice, and if, you know, I guess secrets, You know, secrets, when we keep them, they can kind of make us feel bad. And I shouldn't be ashamed that sometimes I breathe out warm pudding when I mean to breathe out fire. It's just part of who I am.
Why is there pudding all over the room you're in?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, Draco Max. I'm grateful. I love pudding, but I've been eating it for like half of this interview and I'm really starting to feel sick.
Yeah, I didn't tell him to eat the pudding. That's on Mr. Eric.
Was it good, Mr. Eric?
You know what? It's really good. It's like a lot more warm than you want pudding to be.
Yeah.
But still, you know, yeah, it's okay.
What flavor is it?
It's chocolate pudding.
Oh, good. That's good at least.
Yes, I can breathe out other flavors, but then every once in a while it comes out as fire by accident.
Fire monkey burrito pudding, yum yum. Fire monkey burrito flavor pudding.
I could probably breathe out spider monkey burrito flavored pudding, but then again, it might come out as burning sulfur. I don't have a lot of control over my dragon breath sometimes.
What are your other two greatest secrets then?
I just kind of told you the sulfur thing, and then the fact that sometimes when I try to breathe out pudding, it comes out as fire.
But you didn't say anything about sulfur.
Well, I just did. You just rewind the tape, you'll hear it.
If you could eat any human or breathe fire at any human, what human would it be?
Oh, that seems like a trap of a question. I would eat all humans equally, okay? I would eat all of you if I had the... Dracomax, that's not nice.
What's your favorite place to visit?
Well, I've had such a nice time visiting you in what is world, even if I had to be small the whole time.
Have you ever breathed any other foods besides pudding?
I've breathed just about every kind of food you can imagine. Although every once in a while, instead of breathing carrots, I breathe electricity. Instead of breathing potatoes, I breathe acid. You know, it's...
Spider monkey burritos!
Yes, and instead of spider monkey burritos, I breathe burning sulfur gases, yes.
What color is your, paper wings?
Oh, my paper wings? Wow, that's what a thoughtful question. You've clearly been listening. So, you know, they started off white, kind of like a dirty white because they were like recycled paper. They had like the specks in it. You know what that paper looks like. Yeah, like that one is made out of like mush and it's kind of mushy and brownish a little bit, but it's still paper. And then I had some of my friends and family all color my wings with crayons. And it was very beautiful until, of course, I breathed fire with a sneeze and my wings evaporated.
Well, how'd you get new wings after that?
You know, that's one of those things that, they haven't really talked about that much. But I think, I had a backup pair of, just the scaffolding for the wings. You know, so that we just got new paper put in, and I think it's fireproof paper, so it should last a good while this time.
Is it pudding-proof?
Oh boy, I'm falling!
Dracomax, why are you now falling? You've been flying this entire time, and you just realized you have pudding, and now you're falling?
That's how it works. It's like in Looney Tunes when they suddenly realize they're over a hole, but they were floating the entire time before that.
Dracomax, you just flew back up in order to say that. You're really inconsistent with your flying right now.
Sorry.
How many PhDs do you have, Emil? I have 5 PhDs in everything.
If you're talking about purple hot dogs, I have 7.
I only have 5 PhDs in purple hot dogs.
What's your favorite thing to draw?
Sorry, I'm gonna just hold him up on my shoulder so he doesn't have to fly anymore.
Oh, my favorite thing to draw? I think that would have to be myself holding a flower because... You know, I like flowers. I can't lie. And also, I don't know how to draw anything else.
You like flowers until you breathe fire on them?
I like them even after I breathe fire on them, except that then they're ash and it's not as fun.
Thank you, Dracomax, and thank you, Mr. Eric, for eating all that pudding and arranging this visit.
You're so very welcome.
Oh, my pleasure. You know, I love pudding. I'm lactose intolerant, and I was presuming that since it came from a dragon, it was dairy free, you know?
No, it was loaded with cream. You're gonna be in really bad shape later, Mr. Eric.
Okay, well, I should probably get going.
This was really fun. Thanks, Mr. Eric.
Truly, truly my pleasure. I love hanging out with you all. I love your show. And it's really just so good to see all of you and how much you've grown. How much bigger than Corduroy and Jaguar you're getting. Bye, Allie. Thank you. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Wow, what an epic interview. And another huge thanks to my friends at Cool Facts About Animals for making this episode happen. And for being such awesome hosts, such awesome people, and such a cool family.
Oh, don't go yet, Mr. Eric. We've got a shout out to Maxwell David Green.
Oh, hey, Abacus.
He is 8 years old, loves reading, Roblox, and What If World, or as he calls it, the podcast that would have puppets if it were on television.
Wow, Maxwell, that is incredibly flattering. Thank you so much. I'd love to see What If World plus puppets.
Robot Labba, here to shout out Archie.
That's Archie, right?
7 years old from Wellington, New Zealand.
Thanks, Archie.
Oh, and then there's Alice, who's also 7, and enjoys playing soccer and Roblox, just like Maxwell. Alice has a younger sister named Lane.
Then there is Owen, who is also age 7. A strange trend indeed. He is from Bristol, England.
Ooh, you make England sound so ominous.
I make everything sound ominous.
Finally, there's JFK. I mean me. Wait, let me do that again. No, keep going, Jojo. You've got this. Finally, there's Ada, age 7, from Tulsa, Oklahoma. She likes all animals. And her favorite What If World character, other than me, is Easy. Well, thank you all so much. I'd also like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator. Craig Martinson for our theme song, Desiree McFarland for her sound design, my awesome helper Miss Lynn, and all you curious kids at home, going out there and learning facts about animals, or mythical creatures, who are also pretty fun to learn about. Until we meet again, keep wondering.
You're listening to the International Children's Arts Network. ICANN is a radio station dedicated to kids like you. On air and online at icannradio.org. There you can find coloring pages, activities, and a ton of informational blogs. That's icannradio.org.